The Bird Show.
We're following your lead on this. You told us, look, man, we've seen your bracket, a tournament of like beautiful babies. Bring the ugly babies on. So that's what we're doing this year. It's our busted baby brackets, right? You guys have been sending in pictures of your newborns, the kids that are less than 3 months. And we are looking for the most aesthetically challenged.
There you go.
Baby, right? So we got to talk about a couple of things here. First of all, as we have been looking through some of the pictures that you guys have sent, there is one phrase that keeps coming up more and more as we look at these pictures.
Damn!
No, it's worse than that. Everybody in here has said it. Looking at these pictures, it was O-S. Like, oh, damn, look at that baby. But we use curse words.
Uh-huh.
That's how we know you're going to be one of the top seeds.
One of the contenders.
Yeah.
And then there's some of you who, your babies are not, but you just want $1,000.
Yeah, this is going to be a problem here. Let's talk about this for a second. So some of you guys heard that, hey, there's $1,000 on the line. I'll just go ahead and I'll send a picture of my newborn. And we've taken a look at it, and it is a absolutely stunning baby. Here's going to be your problem here. As you try to cut corners, is that if we look at the picture and we end up putting what you think is a really pretty baby in our busted baby bracket, you're going to be pissed. And I didn't think that we needed to bring this up. Kids in the NICU are off limits. You know, you can't submit kids that have like wire. Like my kid was like this also. Like he had wires coming in and coming out. That's going to make your kid ugly.
If anybody deserves
it, makes your kid sick.
If anybody deserves $1,000, it's them.
Okay. Fair point.
It is, but it just doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't feel right.
I get it.
Also, if there's still like blood and stuff on your kid, we can't even tell.
I'm here for the white stuff. Yeah.
All right. Maybe there's maybe you get a higher seating if all that stuff's all over the baby. So you have today and tomorrow also.
No. Today is the last day to
this
submit.
Is it? Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. You got to submit those pictures today, and then we started the bracketed tournament. We will start it on Monday.
Correct.
Entertainment Buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Reality star Lala Kent says she's excited to be a single mom. So if you don't know who she is, she's from Vanderpump Rules. She has one child with her ex, Randall. And she says that she plans on, or hasn't planned, is actually using a donor with this pregnancy so she can have full rights to her child.
My social media, a lot of people have been wondering, who is the baby daddy? And I just want to say the best part about my baby daddy is that he does not exist. I have been pretty open about wanting to really have full control. I guess not my child, but having them around me all the time. I went through a really hard time with my past and just with Ocean. And I will say, my heart will always be up for grabs. I believe in love. I know that I will find love again. But for me, my child will never be up for grabs again.
So I applaud her for doing what's best in her life and what's going to make her the happiest. I think we need to recognize the place of privilege that this is coming from, because there's a lot of single moms out there who would just love to have the father in the life of the child, and for whatever circumstances they don't, or the when you are a single mom, I think if you have more financial freedom, that makes the job a lot easier, where I think Lala, she's in a privileged position where she can be a thriving singer. Like they're all thriving to an extent, but this one just, I feel, is different than most circumstances.
It's easier to thrive when you can hire a nanny or if you're able to stay at home and be an influencer as your career. So
exactly.
She says it's the right move for her. And I think it's great for her, but I know that it's such a struggle to be a single mom when you don't have the option. Good for Lala. All right. Bumble's now rethinking women making the first move on the app because they say that the people using it feel like it's a burden to make the first move, which I completely agree. Bumble's got a new CEO, and they know that it's usually the norm for the woman to make the first move on the app, but they think that the definition of being an empowered woman has changed, whereas you don't need to make the first move to be empowered. It can just mean being in control of your dating app experience.
Wasn't there kind of, that was their niche, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now it's just becoming like any other dating app?
Yeah, but I think the difference is when Bumble got started, the only other option was Tinder. And Tinder kind of had like an icky connotation of like, you only were on there if you were looking for a hookup. I know people have found marriage that way, but Bumble had more of like the undertone of like, you're looking for more of a serious relationship. So I think it'll end up working because it'll still attract the same type of people that are looking for relationships. But now women, we don't have to say nothing if we don't want to.
And you'd prefer that.
I would prefer that. I honestly think Bumble does attract a certain type of man that's more passive. And I don't like a passive guy. I like a guy that's a little bit more va-va-boom.
Interesting.
All right, this actress is revealing that a studio exec tried to get her to sleep with her co-star so he would be better at his job. It's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.